This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One. This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. Curling fever is alive and well across the U.S., coming off of the men's gold medal victory at the Olympic Games. For fans missing their fix of the game of precision and strategy, you're in luck. The Paralympics kick off this week in Pyeongchang, and Team USA's wheelchair curling team features another group of Wisconsinites to root for. I recently caught up with a couple of them at the Madison Curling Club. You know what snowbirds are, right? Those are the people that escape Wisconsin snowstorms and head south for the winter. Well, Kirk Black, he's the opposite. It's a phenomenon that's so rare, we couldn't even think of a word for it.
Insane, I think, is kind of the way we would call it, yeah.
But Black has a good reason. He moves his family to Madison for 6 months every year from San Antonio, Texas, all for curling.
What do you think it's going to grow up? About a foot? Yeah, maybe not either.
During a recent afternoon at the Madison Curling Club, Black is throwing rocks while his teammate, Justin Marshall of Evansville, Wisconsin, stabilizes his wheelchair for him. The two have only been curling for about 4 years and are now competitors on Team USA's Paralympic wheelchair curling team.
Yeah, so it's going to be our first Paralympics together. I call him son and Justin calls me grandpa. I am the eldest on the team just by a few months.
Curling at the Paralympics is scored the exact same way it is at the Olympics. Players take turns sending 44-pound rocks down a sheet of ice to a target known as the house. The team that has rocks closest to the center of the house gets the points. Able-bodied curlers lunge up to 20 feet down the ice before releasing their rock to build momentum. Marshall says in wheelchair curling, they deliver the rock by hand or with a stick while sitting.
We have basically a static delivery. You sit still and you push the stone, but you're only pushing that stone for basically as long as your arm is. So you have about a 3-foot delivery to get that stone where you want it to go, 120 feet down the sheet of ice.
On top of that, there are no sweepers in wheelchair curling. Black says athletes don't use brooms to help glide the rock to its final destination.
So our sport is not near as precise as theirs. We can't produce stones that move as fast as theirs in some instances. But I say our sport is tremendously more difficult.
It's 100% muscle memory, really. I mean, that's why we're out here 5 days a week, a couple hours a day, just throwing stones.
And it's the love of curling that keeps Marshall coming back day after day. That and his competitive nature.
I like to say that I have a pretty even keel out on the ice. I'm able to keep everyone kind of calm, but I like to keep things lighthearted. At the end of the day, we're playing a game out there, and so we need to have some fun.
Black says he's not afraid to take the last shot on the team, and that's a good thing, since he's the team's skip, which is like the captain.
My nerves are pretty strong. You know, I'm pretty level-headed, I think, for the most part. You know, being in the military, been in a lot of strenuous situations. And so, I think it just helps to come and have a little bit of experience there as well.
The curlers on Team USA are spread out across the country. One of them is Penny Greeley of Green Bay, a 3-time Paralympian. She competed in curling at the 2014 Paralympics in Sochi and won a bronze medal in sitting volleyball in the 2004 Games in Athens. Marshall says adding to that medal collection would be ideal, but really, he's just looking forward to soaking up the experience in Pyeongchang.
Really, I'm looking forward to the opening ceremony. I've watched them on TV, you know, right? Like, national anthem or whatever's playing, and they announce, you know, Team USA, right? And everyone comes walking out and waving and everything. So I think once that happens, it's all really going to hit home and, you know, sink in.
Team USA's first curling match is Saturday afternoon against South Korea.